Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Manny Young from My Ink Studio.
Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Manny, and thank you for coming. Okay, so My Ink, tell us a bit about that.
My Ink is my fifth tattoo studio. I had four in the back in the past. So it's a tattoo piercing, body modification, and a nail studio. We combine everything, but mostly what we're focusing on is tattoo and piercing. And I've been doing tattoo almost 20 years. So next year will be the 20th years.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Congrats. Okay, that's pretty cool. So you found something in life that you like to do, you're good at, because mm-hmm. you've done it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Like, when did you realize, like, I'm going to be a tattoo artist?
So both of my parents, they are art professor in the university. So I was grow up in the art university, and my grandpa, he's also a professor. And so I just had that vibe like around me, and I learned since I was very young. But my family, my parents, they're like typical Asian parents. They want us to become a lawyer or like a doctor, because everyone around us are artists. They want me to change to another path and see how it goes. So I went to the medical school instead. So I was learning traditional like Chinese medicine and also acupuncture, but I always, my passion is always on art. I love painting, drawing since I was four. So, but I have a lot of friends. At that time when I was in university, they owned their own tattoo shop right by our school, not so far from us. So they encouraged me. They said, "You're very talented. You have a lot of great painting. We like your style. It's very unique. Maybe you should try to use like acupuncture needle to do hand poke tattoo." And it was like very interesting to see how they're doing. It was fascinating. So I thought, well, maybe I'll give it a try. And I just get addicted to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hand poke tattoo. Mm-hmm. That's old school.
Yeah.
That's like ancient way of tattooing. They realized that you had good style, like you had a good artistic mind. Mm-hmm. And you knew how to use the acupuncture needles. Mm-hmm. And they thought maybe she can tattoo. Yeah,
combine
doing that.
Them together.
Wow. Yeah. And it worked. And so you did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got my first tattoo there. And then I was like, oh, this is something I really want to try.
Is that how you got your first tattoo? Was with the needles? Mm-hmm. Like the acupuncture stuff?
No,
like the old school?
My first one, yeah, like, but just like a couple dots and line, pretty silly, and it doesn't last that long because acupuncture needle is actually pretty fine and very thin.
Oh.
So it doesn't, like, the ink doesn't last, and I don't have any knowledge about the depths of ink,
right?
Depths of the skin, how deep you should go, so it didn't work. But my first tattoo that lasts until now is the one I got from the, was the traditional tattoo machine.
Oh, wow.
Karo machine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So I'm looking at your arm. Did you get all of that done by the same artist? It looks like it's one cohesive tattoo. Is it separate?
Yeah, it's separate. So
yeah,
I got this
is.
One myself. That's my first tattoo. It was really silly.
I was going to ask you what your first tattoo that you ever gave someone was. So you gave it to yourself?
Yeah,
did
that
you?
One.
And what is it?
It's just a silly little lady boy.
A lady boy.
With one eye. It's just like a very doodling stick man. I don't know what it is. I was drunk when I was 17 or 18. I don't even remember the age. And I was just like doodling on myself. Like, oh, this is so cool. And then I just draw it. And this is a peacock and representing where I come from, my hometown.
The animal or bird of your hometown is the peacock?
Yeah, peacock.
Like is it the bird and or the animal? Like
they are like, a bird. They are like wild peacocks.
The peacocks. Oh, yeah. So they're just there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just like thinking, what's the national animal or the animal for Toronto? I don't know. Do we have an animal? The raccoon maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because there's a bunch of them, right?
Is,
so there's peacocks just roaming around your hometown?
I think, yeah, in the mountain, there might be some wild ones still. Yeah. But it's like a symbol icon for our city. Yeah. You will see it everywhere in the city. They will decorate it with like a public garden.
I heard the peacock is a good judge of character. Mm. People use them as to guard their homes and properties.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It is also representing wealth and like healthy.
Really?
Healthiness. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So circling back to your tattoo shop, My Ink, like where are you located?
It's in 240 Queen Street West, downtown Toronto.
Okay. So like Queen West is a super cool part of Toronto. So whereabouts are you? 240-ish would be east of Bathurst near Spadina, like even...
It's Queen and John.
Queen and John, so further than Spadina.
Yeah, right across the street off the CTV building.
Yes.
Like they have like car crashed from the building.
Right. It's a very icon. Right across the road from that.
Yeah.
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 Awesome. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, I bet it is. So do you get like a lot of walk-ins?
Yeah.
You do, eh?
Yeah, yeah, we're pretty busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must have some good stories, like people walking or stumbling in.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
Is there any, like at what point do you say, no, I'm not going to do the tattoo?
Oh, when the people didn't know that what they're doing, where they are, who they are. Like, there's the people they lost their mind. There's so many of them.
Really?
Yeah, they came to the shop and... they don't know what they're talking about, and then they laughed and they thought they laughed something. There's one client who was here, and it happened. So he just stepping and he just looked at us. We had like a teaching art school in the morning. We were teaching students, and then he just asking about tattoo. He seems like he got a lot of decent sleeve done, and he just wanted to add on something. And then and after that, he was talking to like mumbling a lot, and then we know his mind is not clear. And he left. He left his like sunglasses in the shop. And after 3 days, he came back, and he claimed that he was here 1 hour ago, and he lost his sunglasses. He thinks that we took it, but he wasn't here like 3 days ago, and then he asked for a tattoo, something like that. So, we don't want to do it because it's a lifetime commitment.
Right.
Tattoo is a big thing. We don't want to just like randomly giving people.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. That's good that you did that. Now, speaking of lifetime commitments, what's the craziest tattoo you've ever put on someone that you can talk about?
The craziest tattoo. There are so many of them. It's hard to... there are so many crazy tattoos I've done.
Really? How about crazy spots?
There's a lot of crazy... like, a lot of, like, people asking about, oh, yeah... genital tattoos.
That's not what I was going for when I asked you.
Sorry about that, but there's so many people asking that. That
it's
one
a thing
is
though?
The most.
Yeah. We can talk about it. We don't have to say the words, but it's a thing. People want that.
Yeah, it's very really? Common. There's a lot of people coming here for like private part piercing and tattoos. So we had some reception before. They were kind of like freaked out because they're not into this industry. So they think like, how can you come here to like asking for this? They think like maybe the client's trying to harass them or like, you know, but we have to educate them like this is what we do and we do provide the service. And
is it mainly dudes?
Hmm?
Is it mainly dudes?
No, it's a female and male, like a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty common in our industry.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sheltered.
Huh.
I must be sheltered.
Yeah.
It's not something I would ever consider or think about, but
yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say that. That one is a crazy tattoo, but we end up didn't do it because we think it's not a good idea. It was a client got manipulated by their partner and asked them to get a tattoo on their private part. And the sentence they asked them to do is, it's not something like, it's not just about their name. It's very manipulative. So we decide to, oh, that's not a good idea.
So you said no.
Yeah. We have to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to consider the clients. They can be emotional. And
yes,
at that time, they're just like, hey, we just want to do it. Otherwise, my girlfriend will break up with me, blah, blah, blah. And then we have to let people know this is for your good.
yeah, because you don't want to have to deal with a cover up after
yes.
the fact.
Yes, yes, especially.
That would not be good.
Yeah, it's definitely not good.
Okay. So if our viewers and anybody listening on Spotify want to know more about you and My Ink, where should they go?
You're welcome to come to our shop, and it's at 240 Queen Street West, third floor, downtown Toronto.
Very cool. Yeah, and we'll have all of their your website and phone number mm-hmm. down below in the description. Mm-hmm. But Manny, thank you very much for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. I appreciate your time. And thank you guys for joining us as well. We'll see you next time here on the Feel Better podcast.
Thank
Bye
you
for
very
now.
Much.